Cape Talk. New beginnings.
Right, as promised, we're giving over new beginnings to sharing some ideas for Mandela Day. I know many businesses, many schools, churches, other organizations have already sorted out their own activities for Thursday. For example, our entire team from Cape Talk is going to be joining Food Forward, packing food parcels at the CTICC. Looking forward to doing that on Thursday morning before we come back to the studio to bring you the show. Lots of different things already organized for individual companies, etc. But if you are still looking for an idea, if you would like to give 67 minutes of service, or hopefully even more than that, and you don't quite know where to start, I have a couple of suggestions to share with you today. People-focused ideas in this half hour, and animal focused in the final half hour of the show. Just a reminder that the concept is very simple. It says that nobody is above helping, that everybody has something to offer and has the capacity to make a difference, even if it's in a small way. You're asked to give 67 minutes of service in recognition of the 67 years of sacrifice that Mandela gave to this country. But of course, it would be wonderful if that 67-minute experience sparks a commitment to do more on an ongoing basis once the 18th of July has come and gone. That is, I know, a very important part of the ethos of our first organization that we'd like to chat to today. We've spoken several times on the show to Danny Dilabacha, the founder of Ladles of Love. They do incredible work in terms of feeding hungry people in Cape Town through their soup kitchen for the homeless, through their Munch Project, the Munch Club School Feeding Program, and more. And predictably, they are organizing their 67 minutes and more of service around the same concept of feeding the hungry. Danny's with me on the line to tell us more. Always lovely to have you with us on the show, Danny.
Thanks for having me again, Pippa.
It's a pleasure. I believe the target is at least 2,000 litres of soup on Thursday. Tell us where and when it's all happening.
Yeah, that's the goal. We are having a call to action. We've created this huge kitchen under a tent. It will be on Pier Place, which is in the city centre, the lovely square in the city centre. And we're calling people to come and give their 67 minutes chopping vegetables. We've got a ton of vegetables that was donated to us, about half a ton of pulses like rice, lentils, etc. That was donated to us, and we want to cook that up into a soup and feed the homeless and give it to other organizations that need food to come and collect the excess soup from us so that they can take it for their benefits.
Okay. It's not just about food. I believe you're also supporting an effort to get good quality secondhand clothing to those who need it.
Yes, we are. We're doing the street store, which is like a pop-up clothing store for the homeless people. It's a very dignified way of giving clothes to the homeless people. They'll come in, they'll choose an item or two, depending on how much clothes we can get donated to us. And we are calling for good quality, especially men's at the moment. We've got lots of ladies, but we need some good quality secondhand clothing for men. If you've got, please drop it off into the city center so that we can hand it out.
Okay, so have you got all your all of the ingredients that you need for the soup already secured? Or if somebody listening goes, I'd like to contribute a donation of ingredients for that soup, is that something you're open to?
The ingredients is covered.
Okay.
That was really wonderful how people just opened up so quickly. It was amazing how quickly we got everything.
Right.
But our next challenge is, you know, for us this year, it's about Mandela Day and beyond. It's about making every day a Mandela Day. And our goal is to try and raise 250,000 rand so that we can fund another school, a feeding program, till Mandela Day 2020. So we are calling on corporates and people to even if they've got some money to donate, please do. We've created 67 minutes where people can come and chop the vegetables. They can choose their time. They can choose the duty that they want to perform, pay $100, and that money will go towards feeding a school. So quite honestly, the more donations we get, the better our chance, or the bigger the school we can feed for another year until Mandela Day 2020.
Okay, Danny, as a matter of interest, how many schools are you already helping as part of this school feeding scheme?
We're on to our fourth school.
Fantastic.
This term. We've just started our fourth school. So we are feeding about a week. I've lost count, but it's quite a few thousand meals that we are now serving a week just for the schools. So it's slowly growing. My My goal is to connect corporates with the schools that need the help and then get them to hopefully commit for a year. And that's why I've been able to take on more schools, because I'm linking the corporates with the schools and they help me support the school.
That's fantastic news. Okay, so Danny, just to recap, you can either drop off donations of secondhand clothing in advance or join in the soup making on Thursday. How do you sign up for that?
If you go onto our Facebook page, Ladles of Love CT, you look for the Mandela Day event. You click on that. That will take you straight to our Quickit booking platform. You then decide on the time slot that you want to work, which duty you want to perform, and you just book there. And you pay your 100 rand and you come join us on the day.
Okay, so the 100 rand goes towards continuing the feeding, the 67 minutes of service, of course, roll up your sleeves, get chopping your vegetables, help out with the street store, and much more. Danny, I hope it is a huge success. I hope it's 2,000 litres and more. And more importantly, I hope it inspires long-term commitments from some of the people who come and are exposed to the amazing work you're doing, so that when we have this conversation a year from now, we're talking about an even bigger list of schools who are being supported.
Yes. That would be great.
Fingers crossed. Danny De La Beta, thanks for chatting to us, founder of Ladles of Love. So please join them at Pier Place in the city centre this Thursday if you would like to join in making thousands of litres of soup to feed the homeless. Right. Our second suggestion is one that is, I think, very timeous given the focus on crime on the Cape Flats and the impact it is having on ordinary people's daily lives. We have listened to the recordings that have been shared on the station of the gunshots firing. And I know that you have probably thought, as I did, imagine trying to be a parent in circumstances like that. Imagine if you were the one lying on your stoop, lying on top of your child, trying to protect them from the bullets that were flying. Imagine the trauma that those kids are exposed to. It's something that is really on the minds of the members of the next organization I want to profile today. Leanne Reed joins me on the line, Director of Learning in Reach. Their call for you this Mandela Day is to help them create calming kits for classrooms on the Cape Flats. Leanne, lovely to have you with us this afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Pippa. Thanks for having us again.
Before we talk about the kits, just a very brief recap, please, about what Learning in Reach is all about.
So Learning in Reach work in Lavender Hill. We work with 30 ECD centres, working with about 1,200 children. Our focus is on improving infrastructure, teacher training and resources. But very specifically, we're trying to make sure that every child is connected with an adult who cares and can show them compassion and some form of connection where they can feel trusted and safe.
Mm-hmm. Incredibly difficult circumstances in which many of those children live. We've spoken at length this week and last week about the need for role models, the need for mentors, the need for trustable adults who can help them in such difficult circumstances. How can a calming kit help, and what does it actually consist of?
So the calming kit is really what we have asked corporates and individuals to get involved with making this Mandela Day, but it goes far beyond that. We're rolling out trauma-informed schools training with all our schools that we work with, which really equips the teacher with a better understanding of what the children are going through and how they even identify with their own trauma and reflect that in their relationship with the children. So it goes quite broad and deep, and it's really just about giving people a different perspective of behavior that is being played out in the classroom and how we can better deal with that rather than punishing children or making them sit outside the classroom, how we rather engage children and bring them in closer to connect with them and create an environment that's conducive to caring and learning.
Okay. The Calming Kit, you said you've been asking corporate sponsors to get involved with. What does it actually consist of, Leanne?
So we had a makerspace last year, and it was really popular with people who couldn't get out of town to spend 67 minutes in a space contributing towards our Mandela Day activities. This year we've taken the makerspace concept again, but we're making the calming kits to complement our trauma training. They're creating tools that will be an extension of the training in the classroom, tools that the teachers are learning about in the training that they can now use to redirect a child to a space where they can calm their body so that they can come back to the classroom environment without being destructive and can continue with their learning and lessons. It's really, I mean, we've started today at our first venue. It's really fun. There's lots of laughter and there's lots of good humor. But there's also been a few tears, which, you know, people have really connected, especially people who have come from the area surrounding Lavender Hill, who really connect with the story and the work that we're doing.
Can you give us some examples of what's in a calming kit or a calming corner in the classroom?
So to start with, our Young Knitters Club, who teach the children Lavender Hill to knit, are teaching the adults to knit. They're knitting a crochet basket, which all the goodies will go into. And then we're making Play-Doh, scented with lavender oil, calming. We're making rain sticks, rainbow dancers out of ribbons, very much just sensorial tools for the children. And then we're also doing emotion cards so that we can start speaking about feelings and understanding them better, just from also just providing children with the language to use when they're feeling something. And then smooth pebbles from Scratch Patch. Those are some of the items going in.
Okay. Now, the actual making event on Thursday, on Mandela Day itself, is there still space for members of the public to come and join that, Leanne?
There are still some spaces at the 11 o'clock and 12:30 slot.
Okay.
We will be at the Workshop 17 at the Water Shed. So take the aquarium entrance and just go upstairs and we'll be in the big room there.
Okay, so the V&A Waterfront Workshop 17 on Thursday, particularly looking for help between 11:30 and the 12 o'clock slots as well. If somebody would like to volunteer, Leanne, how do they make contact with you?
They're welcome to have a look on our Facebook page. We've got a Facebook event, Mandela Day Makerspace, or they can go to our website, learninginreach.org.za, or they can also just phone me, 076-401-8503.
076-401-8573, did you say?
03.
Apologies. 076-401-8503. Leanne Reeds, Director at Learning in Reach. I hope it is a very successful day for you on Thursday. Leanne, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so there we go. Your second choice is devote a small time of small part of your day on Thursday to joining that makerspace at Workshop 17 in the Watershed and be part of creating those calming kits for children that we know really, really need that safe, secure space in their life amidst very, very difficult surroundings. Next up, a project I know many of you already support, and it's something that possibly you associate with the last quarter of the year, but I want you to start thinking about it now already. I'm talking about the Santa Shoebox Project, which does such amazing work packing Christmas year-end gift boxes for children in need. If you've never yet packed a Santa shoebox, you should know it's more than just a present. It does include a toy. It includes stationery. It includes toiletries. It includes basics like a toothbrush and toothpaste, a face cloth and soap, and more. It is a gift of necessities and a gift of love that says to a child living in very underprivileged circumstances that you're appreciated. There is something special for you at the end of the year. You have a chance to help pack Santa shoeboxes on Mandela Day this year, and a particular kind of shoebox, the virtual shoebox. Now, to explain what that is, delighted to have the CEO of the Santa Shoebox Project, Deb Zelzeniak, on the line with us. Deb, thanks for joining me. Good afternoon.
It's a great pleasure, Pippa. Lovely to be here.
What's a virtual shoebox?
A virtual Santa shoebox is exactly the same as a traditional Santa shoebox in that it contains all 8 required items, which you alluded to.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is that the Santa Shoebox team packs the virtual box on behalf of the donor. So because Santa Shoeboxes reach profoundly underprivileged children living in remote rural areas, for example, the associated donor base is very limited.
Mm-hmm.
The little villages and farm schools that are hundreds of kilometers from a town or city simply don't have the associated community support because the communities are so small. So virtual Santa Shoebox enables a donor living anywhere in the world to pledge a Santa Shoebox, which, as I said, we'll pack for the donor and deliver to the kids who otherwise would not receive a Santa Shoebox and possibly not even receive a gift at all.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I know every year you set a target for your reach. What's the big figure that you're hoping for this year?
It's a big figure. We're looking at 100,000 shoeboxes again this year and are more than happy to exceed that number. So, we're inviting donors far and wide to jump on board from the 1st of September again and pledge those shoeboxes.
Okay, so you can pledge your own from the 1st of September, particularly if you like that process of packing it yourself. I've said this every year for umpteen years. Get your kids involved. Choose a kid of the same age. Let them think about what they would like to see in a box if it was them on the receiving end, and just make them part of the project. That's always been my advice. What about the virtual ones? How many have been pledged? How many are going to be able to pack on Thursday, Deb?
On Thursday, we're going to be packing 3,000 virtual fantasy boxes. It's a big number. We've got 10 tables over 6 shifts, so that's 60 teams of people who are stepping up to pack 50 virtual shoeboxes each, which will amount to 3,000 by the end of the day.
Okay, it's a lot of work to be done. Deb, if somebody would like to sign up, how long is a volunteering shift, and where do they add their name to the list?
I have to confirm that we are fully subscribed for Mandela Day.
That's fantastic news. It's disappointing for me to have to say to listeners, you can't join, but that's good news. Okay.
It's very good news. The response has been completely overwhelming. We didn't know what to expect with this being our first major Mandela Day event. So we were happily, once again, just met with an avalanche of kindness. And, we are fully subscribed. All sorts of wonderful corporates and girl guides and schools and all sorts of people from our community have stepped up. And it's going to be an enormously energetic day because, as you quite rightly point out, it's a lot of work.
Well, Deb Zelzeniak, we really hope it's a successful day to you and that you reach that target of 3,000 at the end of the day. I'm sure other listeners who want to contribute will know that they can still pledge an ordinary Santa shoebox of their own making from the 1st of September. So if you want to read up more, or maybe you're sitting listening going, hey, I want to pledge money towards a virtual shoebox, a cost of 400 rand is all it'll take, please visit santashoebox.org.za to find the details on how to make that pledge or commit to packing your own box once the packing season opens on the 1st of September. Good luck to everybody involved, and thank you so much for responding with such enthusiasm to their Mandela Day event. Right, if you are in the position of not being able to volunteer your time for whatever reason it is, maybe you've got important meetings, maybe you can't get off work, you just don't have the capacity to go and physically join an event on Thursday, you can still pledge a financial donation. And the one project we would like to flag for you to do today is being run by Molo Songololo, who do amazing work with vulnerable young girls and many survivors of abuse and much more. One of the key challenges for the young women they work with is access to sanitary products and to toiletries in general. And Molo Songololo for Mandela Day are going to be raising funds to pack sanitary wear and toiletry kits for those young women. They need to raise about 20,000 rand to help approximately 100 young women with all of those goodies for the next 3 months. If you'd like to make a contribution, 100 rand will buy a 3-month supply of sanitary products. 250 rand will buy that plus a toiletry kit, including deodorant and shampoo and soap, etc. Please do consider either making a financial donation or dropping off supplies of sanitary products and toiletries at Molo Songololo. You can do that up until Mandela Day itself, and even into the morning until noon. You'll find them at 46 Trill Road in Observatory. And last but not least, for those of you living in the far south, perhaps you would like to volunteer your 67 minutes of service at Living Hope. You'll find them in Capri. To tell us a little bit more about what they're doing this Thursday, I'm joined on the line by their marketing manager, Karen Pizer. Great to have you with us. Good afternoon. Karen, can you hear me? Third time lucky. Karen, are you with us? We seem to have a problem with that phone. Okay, I think we've got you back, Karen.
Yeah,
sorry about that. Hi. We've only got a minute left. Just tell us very, very briefly, Living Hope does what in the far south?
We are a very large organization that runs about 24 different programs, ranging a lot in health, in drug addiction, children life skills, and then also agricultural empowerment with people as well. So our whole vision and mission is to bring hope and break the despair of poverty and disease, really looking at the communities in the far south and focusing our programs in those communities.
Okay, so how can the residents who live nearby play a role in your activities this Thursday?
Yes, so what we're doing out of our Musenberg branch, we're actually taking our clients out and we're going to go do a beach cleanup, looking at the environmental aspects and doing that from 1 o'clock at Musenberg. On our offices are basically at Living Hope on the main road just opposite the CCFM building. So listeners can go through there 1 o'clock, go bring their black bags and join us on a beach walk. We then also have, we're doing collections of dried goods, you know, split peas and legumes and anything you can put inside soup as long as it's dry goods for when we run our programs and we really need to feed the clients and patients, we're able to make those soup items. So that's something else that listeners can just gather together, drop it off at our Capri office and join us and just see what's happening. And then we also are focusing on doing a environmental cleanup on our Capri campus, getting rid of the alien vegetation that's out there. So bring their gloves, bring their black bags, bring their cutters, and we'll get them to work on their 67 minutes and join them on that.
Karen Pizer, thanks so much. Hope you get a great turnout for those events on Thursday. Karen's the marketing manager for Living Hope. So the beach cleanup focused out of their Musenberg branch, the alien veg clearing and collection of dried soup ingredients focused on their branch in Capri. For more information, please give them a call on 021 784 2800.